In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When I first came to this campus back in 1987 as a student from Japan, I immediately noticed how American people were a positive people. "How are you doing this morning?" I used to greet with my classmates in the hallway. "Great!" That was the answer. "How is it going?" "Nothing to complain about." Unbelievable. I only doubted that the life couldn't be that positive all the time only because you are in America. There must be something bad going on in their lives, their studies, their church. There must be something to complain about every day. This view was affirmed later by my German colleague. The church, too, always has loads of sins that need daily washing away. When things go wrong in the church, we shouldn't be terribly surprised. They are a bunch of sinners. They are a bunch of sinners, and only hope for them is, of course, there is forgiveness of sins. Your best life now. Every day is a Friday. There is no lack of Christian literature which tries to help you raise your self-image. We are by nature not only sinful and unclean, but also negative and insecure. We are by nature enthusiasts, says our confessions, always looking for another voice than the living voice of Jesus. The fourth and the final part of Holy Baptism in the Small Catechism addresses this very question of how a baptized life may look like. Luther is a realist. He doesn't pretend. As the one who knows by experience, Luther talks about a conflict in a Christian between the old Adam and the new man. The old must be drowned and die, and the new must emerge and arise on a daily basis. And he teaches this out of Romans chapter 6, verse 4, which we just read. In Romans 6, Paul doesn't make a neat logical progression of thought. "We were buried with him through baptism into death." Yes, this is a wonderful statement of fact. But the next phrase doesn't satisfy our expectation. "In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may be raised from the dead?" No, Paul doesn't say that. Instead, he says, "We too may live, or better still, walk, peripatesomen, a new life." It is as if we should wait until the last day to be raised from the dead. Yes, our resurrection with him is a fact, in God's sight. But in the meantime, in our life, we don't spend a perfect and holy life. Rather, we experience struggles, weaknesses, being in sin until the end of our lives. Our Christian life does not look like having a positive 45 degrees upward kind of growth. No, as Luther says in the Large Catechism, our old Adam is given free rein and continually grows stronger unless baptism is used. We can grow only worse day by day, says Luther. Do you agree? Have you not renounced the devil in a thoroughgoing manner in your baptism? Hasn't the lordship changed from sin and Satan to your Lord Jesus Christ? But isn't it also true that the devil is still on our neck? Sin is our daily routine. If we are honest about ourselves, we know that we are getting worse and worse every day. We still attempt to get rid of him. The older we get, the more we are aware of our struggles between the old Adam and the new. We can only grow worse day by day. So at the end of our series on holy baptism, it is good to confess with Luther the nevertheless. Nevertheless, we are baptized. I am baptized. Baptism is a present tense. Jesus, who put his name on you with the water and the Spirit, sticks with what he did and sees it through. This is what baptism means. It is not your commitment to him, but his commitment to you all the way. Tertullian's famous words still stand true. We are little fish according to our great fish, Jesus Christ. We are born in water and continue to live healthily only as we remain in the water. We are given to live a confident, joyful Christian life that can never be overthrown, even in the midst of the fact that the old Adam continually grows stronger in us. The question is how? How may the baptized continue to live in the water? What does it mean to daily return to our baptism? What does it mean to daily drown the old Adam and daily arise with a new? What does it mean to have a contrition and repentance? When I was in college, I had a great number of friends from evangelical circles through KGK. No, it's not KGB. It stands for Kirisosha Gakusei Kai, that is the equivalent to InterVarsity Fellowship. One day, we became simply speechless when one of the most active members not only stopped going to his church, but also stopped being a Christian. He said, "I can't take it any longer. I'm tired. I'm exhausted." What happened to him? Well, his entire life was spent for evangelism. He served daily in his own congregation. He also occupied many offices in various committees in the student ministry on campus. He was aware that evangelism was not about programs or how to do things. He knew that people would understand Christianity not so much by reading the Bible, but reading him and watching him. This has given him an extra pressure in his conduct before his non-Christian friends. When his faith started to become weak, he couldn't get any help from the gospel, since in his denomination, justification was considered as a past event. He couldn't get any help from the law either, because the law kept accusing him. The only resource he had for his Christian life was his own faith. But since his faith was a man-made faith based upon his decision for Christ and his surrendering himself to him, he was not able to get any help from his own faith either. The result was bankruptcy. He didn't have any resource left to sustain him anymore. Dear friends, as baptized, we always look forward to another person's baptism, don't we? That is why you came to this seminary. This is why we are gathered here at this wonderful place for learning. But we don't have to pretend to be a good guy just because people would understand Christianity more by reading us than by reading the Bible. No. In view of our task of evangelism, we should all the more be honest about ourselves. Contrition and repentance is not something we do, but something that is done to us. It is not a mere remorse, but true affliction of the heart, suffering and the pain of death, says Smoker Articles, that come by hearing a judgment from God and hearing another judgment, the forgiveness of sins for Christ's sake. We daily return to our own baptism passively by hearing both law and gospel. We can count on all the resources that he has placed to us with his name. We can no longer, no more be overthrown than the name of God can be whipped off of us. Yes, we are getting worse and worse if we are left with ourselves, but we live the confident, joyful Christian life as we are left with holy baptism, a magnificent treasure. So how does your Christian life look like? Positive or negative? Yes, both. So we joyfully confess his name when we wake up, and when we go to bed, at the beginning and the end of the service, and in the farming community, suburb, or inner city. We get to pray and serve, always looking forward to another person's baptism by our Lord. Amen.